9:25, yes, you are with SAFM. And if you are thinking about some of the events that you could attend, places you could go, cultural events that really have meaning and context, well, the 10th to the 12th of February is time for you to go to the Sophiatown Arts Festival. It has an interesting theme, Gathering the Ghosts. And on the line with us, we've got Yavini Naidu, who's the festival producer. Yavini, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle, and hi to the listeners.
So let's talk first of all to Sophiatown as the place it is, and indeed the theme that you are joining up when you come to the festival, Gathering the Ghosts. What's that about?
Well, the team that we're working with currently, I have a co-creator as well, Katharina Frink. We've been working in the suburb for a long time, working with different themes. We've decided on ghosts.
Yeah.
Because we share a great love for the style, the history, the art, the literature. But we know alongside that sits a difficult history, a layered and complex history, which remains unresolved for some people. So we thought this year we gather the ghosts. We celebrate on the anniversary of the forced removal 68 years ago.
Yeah.
We gather the ghosts, and together we try to find new ways of being together.
You know, you talk about the gathering of the ghosts. What and who could those ghosts belong to? Tease that out for us.
Well, I think that, you know, with the layers of the history, the suburb has changed so many times. So we have invited relocated, you know, residents that have relocated to come to be part of it and tell their story. We have an OG fashion show, so it celebrates the elderly, the style, the resilience of those characters. But also we've invited artists to work with that theme directly to represent what they see as the ghosts of the suburb. So for now, we leave the history and the layers to the explorers and the artists invited in the residence and Johannesburg.
You know, of course, you are hosting it at the Trevor Huddleston Memorial Centre. And when we start to look at our extraordinary history with regards to culture, Trevor Huddleston was the person who gave Hugh Masekela his first trumpet. And so when you start to look at it like that, you do start to see this incredible weaving of both history and creativity. And I think that's a very powerful narrative that you guys could be following, I imagine.
We totally are. You know, we host an artist residency program, and we have Malcolm Gianni, who's, you know, created very symbolic and powerful pieces of art.
Yeah.
The artists that are invited, Tandy and Thule, Marcus Wyatt, who's moved back into the suburbs. So we're totally playing off that history. We totally feel the resonance of the art that's been created within that suburb over the years. And, you know, we're having a little walk, a march, a parade, where the art that has been created through the residency programs is owned by the community and the residents. So we move that piece from the museum into a home of a resident whose dream it was to return to the suburb.
So I'm interested in what you say about the residents and the community. And I suppose the question is, do you want this festival to be supported and to really, really, really celebrate the residents and the community? Or is this something that you would like to open broader?
Well, the communities of Sophiatown, we consider the people that live there. So we want the physical community to be able to have an opportunity to enjoy the market, showcase their art.
Mm.
But there's global communities. You know, there's research communities. There's communities of people through across time. There's communities of Joburg. Often we meet people and they say, Sophiatown, is that in Johannesburg? And we're like, so this is an opportunity to actually locate all of those, all of that interest within the suburb.
I like that you say across time, because it does talk to, I suppose, the title, The Gathering of the Ghosts, but also to that idea of an intergenerational conversation.
Totally. So we've got a lot of art and workshops with young children, percussion, art therapy, but we're also bringing in the old people. And we want all of that, you know, we want all of those narratives to sit within one space.
It can't be cheap to put something like this together. What kind of support, Yavini, have you got on this? And I hate asking these questions, and I'm like, but I'm always interested to know how thin people string things and just how creative they actually get in making something happen.
Thank you for the question, because we've got a little bit of funding this year from the NSC, which we're entirely grateful for. We've run these festivals of generosity of artists and peer and community workers, which is, in this time, is just too much to ask now. So we still have a funding shortfall, and a lot of it is just people working through the love of it. We constantly get people saying, I'm here, what can I do? But everybody should get a little, should get paid. So we're definitely calling out to the generosity of the public, just in whatever way, for anybody who wants to support the arts and community initiatives. We would love that, because we're so proud to still say that the event is entirely free. We've strung up an incredible lineup, but it's entirely free.
How do you do that?
Because we've had a relationship with artists for a long time, so a lot of them will come to play. It sounds terrible, like, that are just invested in public space and this kind of an event, which has a wide reach through the city. And a lot of people who just love the program, love the work. So our team, we work off so little money, if any at all. And it's been a very short time that we've had to work off it since the NSC money came through. And that was, really not a lot at all. It's just so that musicians get paid, essentially. And then we do, shop to shop. We ask people for money. It's
That's
messy.
Excellent.
If you look at our Facebook and Insta pages, we're constantly saying, please, somebody give us 500 rand for this.
Yeah.
So the fundraising part of it is still messy, and we're hoping that next year, that part of it will, become a little more solid. We have a Section 18 partnership now.
Excellent.
So we're hoping that business will be able to come on board and really acknowledge that this is important work. These are important spaces for the city. And we need a cultural life, which people shouldn't have to pay for individually.
Yeah. It totally works when you start to say, all right, what are the assets in the community itself? And as you say, if you literally go from store to store, even if someone says, well, I'll give you 100 rand, or I'll give you, it's the power of that citizenship is quite extraordinary, isn't it?
It totally is. It totally is, but it does take time.
Yeah.
And that's what we don't have, because our event is on the 10th and 11th of February, which is coming up quite soon. But it is extraordinary, because we've managed to get this far, and it's, from a month ago, we were amazed that we managed to pull it together, that everybody is so spirited, so involved, so committed. The artists, the center has managed to offer us the space. And so far, we've got a lot of yeses. So we just keep going,
Oh, we love it. Yevhenia, I wish you all the very best. I'm sure it's going to be an absolutely brilliant event. We'll make a note to actually highlight it again on the 10th. Just so that if anybody's listening and at a loss of what to do.
And please, look at the Sophia Town Arts Festival Insta and Facebook pages. There's some funding information. We'll be posting the lineup soon. Come Johannesburg. We want to invite you into Sophia Town.
We love it. SophiaTownArtsFestival.co.za. That's the, and you can go to Insta, you can go to Facebook. And that was Yavini Naidu, who's the festival producer. The theme, a beautiful theme, gathering the ghosts, taking the past and turning it into a very creative present for sure. 9:31, you are with SAFM 104 to 107.